The following is a guided meditation on the mindfulness of emotions and feelings.
Again, if we can put ourselves in a position where we're sitting relatively upright, not rigid, but sitting with dignity. I've heard it said, sitting halfway between heaven and earth. Our hands where they're comfortable, clasped on our knees, on our thighs, but feet flat on the floor. And it sometimes is helpful to take a couple of deep breaths. You can do that on your own, one deep inhale and then exhale. Maybe one more deep breath, bring it in. And then we want to find whatever anchor works for us. For those for whom the breath is a good anchor, start to follow it with some curiosity. How does it feel when we're breathing in and breathing out? You might look for where the breath is easiest to trace. Is it in your nose or in your chest, in your belly? Again, if it's easier for you to have your focus drawn to your body, you might check out where in the body your attention goes most readily. Is it your hands on your knees, or how they feel clasped together? Maybe your lower back against the back of the chair, or that sense of gravity that often is a really good anchor, the weight of our body, or how our feet feel. And again, it doesn't take long for the thoughts to do their mischief. That's just what they do. The monkeys running amok. And we can just maybe put a little smile, a little half smile on our lips and just welcome back, monkeys. And as our attention is drawn inward, I'm going to invite us now to begin to look for any sensations that might be attributed to feelings we have. And one way that can help is if I give you just some examples. So maybe we can visualize something recent that caused us some unpleasant emotion. Something where stress may have popped in and we were We felt some fear that things weren't going right, that we might be in danger or just look bad in front of other people. Someone said that something to us that made us sad. Someone let us down and we got angry. If you were able to visualize that experience, where did you feel it? If it was something that made you sad, you might have felt it in your eyes. You might have felt your shoulders sagging. If something made you fearful or nervous, uncertain, you might have felt some churning in your stomach. If something made you angry, you might have felt your heartbeat start to rise and your hands start to get a little damp. We want to look at these sensations with curiosity. Can we be with that at the moment? Can we allow it to rest in our kind attention? And then what changes? Again, when the puppy starts scurrying away with our attention, we want to bring him back gently to the cage or to the paper where we're training him to do his thing. Just smile and say, "Welcome back, puppy." So I invite you now, try to bring to mind, if you can, a recent experience where something pleasant happened. Maybe somebody complimented you on something you did at work. Maybe you had a nice conversation or meeting with somebody. There was a connection that made you feel valued. Maybe you hit a particularly great shot on the squash court. Maybe you had a wonderful walk in the sun today. What feelings might have arisen? Maybe a sense of joy at being alive and able to feel the sunlight. Maybe there was a sense of interest and curiosity as you watched something in nature happening that you hadn't seen before. Where are you feeling that? Could it be a lightness? Do you feel your cheeks rising as your lips go into a smile? Maybe there's a smile around your eyes. Maybe you feel a particular warmth in your heart. And if you don't feel any of those things, that is a-okay. Maybe what you sense right now is none of that happened, and I'm feeling a little bored and frustrated by that. Well, pay attention to that. Where does your boredom or frustration show itself? We want to practice this when we can, and we can practice this at any different time during the day. And it can be a 10 or 15 second check-in. Very appropriate. But it also helps if we can carve out some time to do this in a slightly more formalized way when we sit, helping to train our attention. It just makes it a little easier when we need it on the fly. I want to share with you now, as we close this meditation, an excerpt from a poem by Bob Sharpless called Calming the Mind. Don't meditate to fix yourself, to improve yourself, to redeem yourself. Rather, do it as an act of love, of deep, warm friendship to yourself. In this way, there is no longer any need for the subtle aggression of self-improvement, for the endless guilt of not doing enough. It offers the possibility of an end to the ceaseless round of trying so hard that wraps so many people's lives in a knot. Instead, there is now meditation as an act of love. How endlessly delightful and encouraging. And as we close our meditation, when you hear the gong, you can just, at your own pace, just slowly open your eyes and re-orient yourself.